Today's daf is Mi'ila Daf Zayin, and we are four lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amid Beis Itmar. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and for Moshe Ben Esther Adol Liba. So, at the end of yesterday's daf, we began the Mishnah on the top of Daf Vav Amid Beis, which discussed a very yesoidis thing of machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. A machloikis that's quoted throughout Seder Kachem, and that is Zrika Mayelis Liyotze or Ein Zrika Mayelis Liyotze. The context, of course, is the halachas of Mi'ila, specifically the halacha that states that Basar Kachay Kadashim La'acha Zrikas Domim Yatsu Midei Mi'ila, and a Mure Kachim Kalim La'acha Zrika, there is Mi'ila. In other words, Zrika affects Kachim. It affects Kachay Kadashim in the sense that although Kachay Kadashim wakes up in the morning subject to the laws of Mi'ila, it's naturally considered Kachay Hashem. But La'acha Zrika, the Basar no longer is subject to the laws of Mi'ila. Kachim Kalim is the reverse. Kachim Kalim is naturally not Kachay Hashem. Zrika, however, is maybe the Emurim of the Kachim Kalim, and it makes it subject to the laws of Mi'ila. The Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, was what happens if the Basar of the Kachim Kadashim or the Emurim of the Kachim Kalim were in a state of Yoitze while the Zrika was done? Could the Zrika work for the Basar or the Emurim that was Yoitze? Or could it not work for the Basar and the Emurim was Yoitze? So Basar Kachim Kadashim that was in a state of Yoitze, the Kohen did the Zrika. Is it subject to Mi'ila or not? If Zrika is Mayelis Liyotze, so Basar Kachay Kadashim La'acha Zrika is not going to be Mi'ila anymore. If Zrika is not Mayelis Liyotze, then you're still going to have the Halachas of Mi'ila. Same is true with regards to Kachim Kalim. If the Zrika is Mayelis Liyotze, so if the Emurei Kachim Kalim were in a state of Yotze at the time of the Zrika, they will be subject to the laws of Mi'ila. If Zrika is not Mayelis Liyotze, so then the Emurei Kachim Kalim are going to remain in their natural state as if there was no Zrika, and there won't be Mi'ila. It was Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer says Zrika is not Mayelis Liyotze. Rabbi Akiva said Zrika is Mayelis Liyotze. And the Mishnah clearly stated the Machloikis both with regards to Basar Kachay Kadashim and with regards to Emuri Kachim Kalim. The first Gemara discussed why it was necessary to mention the Machloikis in both contexts. Either way, the Gemara is going to continue to discuss Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Shita, that Zrika Mayelis Liyotze. Itmam Rabbi Yochanan Kiyam Rabbi Akiva Zrika Mayelis Liyotze. When did Rabbi Akiva say it's Chiddush? That Zrika works for something that's Yotze, that's only Sheyotze Miktasoi. That's if part of the Basar was Yotze, or part of the Emurim were Yotze. Avo Yotze Kuloi. If all the Basar Kachay Kadashim, for example, were in a state of Yotze, like Om Rabbi Akiva. In that case, Rabbi Akiva never said his halacha. Pashup Shad, even though we quote Rabbi Akiva throughout Kachim as holding Zrika Me'elis Liyotze, but the great Rabbi Yochanan qualified it and said that really Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rabbi Eliezer that it's not so Pashut for a Zrika to work for something that's Yotze. I, Rabbi Akiva Shita Zrika Me'elis Liyotze. He meant in a case where only some of it was Yotze. In other words, some of it was not Yotze. That's Pashut, the Zrika is going to work for the Basar that's not Yotze, says Tosfos. Migu, that the Zrika works for the Basar that wasn't Yotze, it could work for the Basar that was Yotze as well. But the whole Yisoid of Shitas Rabbi Akiva is predicated on a Migu, the other Migu. Not the Migu of Bava Metzia fame, but the Migu that being that it can work for this, it could work for that. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan said a tremendous chiddush in Rabbi Akiva. Omelei Rav Asi the Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Asi heard what Rabbi Yochanan said, and he told him, "Kfar limduni chaverim shebegoyla." I'm going to tell you what I heard from my chaverim in the goyla, and that is mechashvin al ha'avod va'al hasarif. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, so Rav Asi was reporting what he had heard from the yidden in Galus, presumably the yidden that were living in Bavel. He told him that the halacha is that when a kohen has a machsheves pigel, the machshava could be a machshava, even if it was to eat basar, or to be makter emurim that are avod, they're lost, or they're sarif, they were burnt. What's the kashva avod? The sarif is not ba'ila. Avod and sarif are not ba'ila. Afilu ha'chik tani mechashmin. And still you see, you can have a machshava, which means, the words first, then we'll explain it, that zrikud can work even for basar and emurim that's in a state of avod and that's in a state of sarif. If that's the case, there's no reason that Zrika shouldn't work for something that's Yotze as well. In other words, we have a sheet that's Rabbi Akiva that holds Zrika Me'elis Liyotze. Rabbi Yochanan said, I have a problem with that. I can't believe Rabbi Akiva would say something like that. And to be Miyashiv Rabbi Akiva, so to speak, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Akiva didn't mean Zrika Me'elis Liyotze when all the Basar's Yotze. He meant when part of the Basar wasn't Yotze. You could say Migu, that it's Chalda zrika on the basa. That's not yoytze. It's going to be chal on the basa. That's yoytze as well. But really, fundamentally, without a migu, there's no way zrika could be my also yoytze. Said Rav Asi, why are you saying that? I heard from my chaverim in exile. They said there's a halacha with regards to machsheves pigel that you could have a machsheves pigel on a piece of meat that's not here anymore. That's oven and sarif. So you see that you can have a machsheva. Or that the zrikut could be chal on something that's not here. If that's true, kal v'chomer, a zrikut should be able to be chal on something that's here, but that's merely in a state of yotze. So what's the oimik of Rav Asi's kasha? So really, in order to properly understand Rav Asi's kasha, we have to go back and understand some of the basic yesoidas of machsheves pigel. And that is, what again is pigel? Pigel is, if a Kohen, while he's doing one of the Dalar Avodah Sadam, Shechita, Kabbalah, Hoylocha, Zrika, has a Machshava to do one of four things, Chutz Lezmanoi, Chutz L'mkoymoi. He had a mind to eat the Basar, Chutz Lezmanoi, Chutz L'mkoymoi. He had a mind to be Makter, the Emurim, Chutz Lezmanoi, Chutz L'mkoymoi. He had a mind to do Shvicha, Shirayim, Chutz Lezmanoi, Chutz L'mkoymoi. Or, if it was during the Shechita, Kabbalah, and Hoylocha, he had a mind to do the Zrika, Chutz Lezmanoi, Chutz L'mkoymoi. So all Avodos, even Achilas Basar, had to be done within a certain Zman, and had to be done in a certain place. So Kachi Kedashim had to be Nechal, L'yoyim, V'layla. After that, it becomes pasul benoiser. Additionally, it had to be eaten in the azar. Kachim kalim could be eaten for a little bit of a longer period of time. Shnei yom and v'layla achas. It doesn't have to be eaten dafk in the azar. It has to be eaten, however, within the chaymas of Yerushalayim. So there are certain mechitzos that govern kachim. Makoim's man, if a kohen did one of the dalad avodas adam, and he had in mind to do either achilas basar, haktara se murim, Shvicha Shirayim, or Zrika, Chutz Lezmanei, Chutz L'mkoymei, the halacha is, it's considered a machsheves pigel. The machshava alone disqualifies the carbon. What's the difference between Chutz Lezmanei, Chutz L'mkoymei? Chutz Lezmanei not only is the carbon pigel, but if somebody eats from the basar, he's going to be chayiv karis. Chutz L'mkoymei is a lesser psal. There the halacha is, if someone has a machshava to do that, it passels the carbon, but at the same time, if somebody would eat from the basar, he wouldn't be chayiv karis. Stating that, even though there's four different ways to have a machsheves pigel, in the world of lamdas, there's a nafkemina in lamdas of how pigel works. When the machshava was to eat the basar or to be makta de murim, versus if the machshava was to do shvicha shirayim, or if the machshava was to do zrika. In fact, even though it's four machshavas, in the world of lamdas, it's three different types of lumdus. So there's one lumdus in terms of how pigel works when it's achilas basar and aktaras hevurim. It's a different lumdus when you're talking about zrika, it's Reb Chaim. And then there's another lumdus when it comes to shvicha shirayim. As it relates to basar, that's the sugya that we're learning right now. The reason pigel works is because there's a unique relationship between the dalet avoidos and between the basar and the emurim of a carbon. When you do the avoidos in the Beis HaMikdash, when a kohen does his shechita kabbalah ilacha zrika, obviously, it gives the balak carbon the kapara that he's trying to get. Additionally, the dalet avodas are also matter the basar la'achila. They're also matter the emurim la'haktara. So if a kohen would eat from basar kachim before the zrika was done, he'd be over an iser. It's a very, very bad thing to do. It's something that you're not allowed to do. It's asar ba'achila. What makes it mutter? The dalet avodas make it mutter, which means that the dalet avodas serve a dual purpose. They wear two hats. Number one, they're the meratzim. They're the mechaprim. They're the avoidos that give this person that was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig, who's now bringing his Chatas Shmeina, the Kapara, that he needs. They're also Matter. They're Matter, the Basar of the Chatas, La'achil. It serves a dual purpose. It's Mechaprim, and it's Meratzen, and it's Matter. The point is that the Dalar Avoidos are Matter, the basar, la'achila, they're also matter the emurim, la'haktar. It's because of that unique matter-nitter relationship that you can have a machsheves pigel while you're doing the adalar avoidos with regards to the basar and the emurim. The yisoid is that you were doing an avoidos ha-matter, and while you were doing avoidos ha-matter, you had in mind that the thing that you're being matter, la'achila, you're going to eat it in an inappropriate way. You were doing an avoidos ha-matter, and you had in mind while you're doing this avoida samatha, that the thing that you're being matter with the avoida that you're doing right now, you're going to be makter inappropriately. Chutzas mani chutzam kavi. That's the yisoid of machshavas pigul. This is a little bit of a complicated yisoid, especially since we're not holding in the sugyas. But at the same time, this is zvachim 101. So many sugyas in Masechta Zvachim can only be understood with this lumbus. That the yisoid of machshavas pigul, when it comes to achilas basar and akhtaras emurim, is related to the fact that there's a makter nitter relationship between the dalet avodos and the basar and the emurim. The point is, the reason you can have a machshavas pigul for achilas basar chutzas mani chutzam kaimai is because the avodas that you're doing right now are being matter that basar la'achila. If it wasn't being matter that basar la'achila, you didn't have that special matter nitta relationship, it wouldn't be shayach a machshavas pigul. Now let's understand the Gemara. This is the level 2 of the Gemara. Amalei Rav Asi to Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi told Rav Yochanan, you're telling me that you can't falide Rabbi Akiva Shita, who holds Rikam Eyalas Liyotze. And in order to make sense of Rabbi Akiva, you had to come up with a whole migu that Rabbi Akiva didn't mean Rikam Eyalas Liyotze. He agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that really fundamentally, but often you say, there's no such thing as Rikam Eyalas Liyotze. No, he's talking about Hacha B'mayaskina, what part of it wasn't Yotze. Migu, that it's Chal on the bus that wasn't Yotze. It could be Chal on the bus that was Yotze as well. In other words, Rika can't be Chal on something that's Yotze. He said, I know the rule is mechashven alo avid valasar. You can have a machshavas pigul on something that's not even ba'olam. If you can have a machshavas pigul, what does that mean? That means the zrika and the basar that you're being mechashav on are related to each other. There's a matan nitta relationship. It means the zrika is doing something to that basar. Because if there's no matan nitta relationship between the zrika and the basar that you're being mechashav, then you wouldn't be able to have a machshavas pigul. Because pigul, when it comes to achilas basar and akhtaras emurim, are predicated on this matan nitta relationship. That means the zrika is working, even for something that's not ba'olam. Even for something that's not here. So madach, the zrika's mayeles for something that's avod and sarif. Kal v'chaim, the zrika should be mayeles for something that's simply yoytze. Either way, that was Rav Asi's kasha. But the Gemara digresses for a moment. And the Gemara says, miyam Rav Asi hachi. Is that true? Could Rav Asi have really said that halacha? Meaning, it sounds like Rav Asi came to Rav Yochanan in a very self-confident way, and he told him, mechashvin ala avod v'ala sarif. We know that Rav Asi wasn't so sure about that. In fact, Rav Asi asked this question to Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, "Obayim nei Rab Asim Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Asim once asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Chishiv l'nishpachim l'machar ma'u." And there's many different pshatim. How to understand this Gemara? Ayin the Mefarish, Ayin Toisvus. So we'll just pick one pshat, and that is the case was where a kohen was doing the avoda. He did the kabbalah, and after the kabbalah, the dam spilled on the floor, and now the kohen had a machshava that dam that was nishpach after the Kabbalah, he's going to do a Zerika with Chutzlis Manoi Chutzlim Koimoi. Rav Asi's question was, is that a Machshavas Pigul, or is that not a Machshavas Pigul? So one of the ways you could have a Machshavas Pigul is you have a Machshava to do the Zerika. Chutzlis Manoi Chutzlim Koimoi. Now, in this case, you have being Machashav to do the Zerika with Tam, that was Nishpach. Now, Nishpach is the first sugya you learn when you go to Brisk. That's Zvachim Daf Chafe. And Nishpach is a Psal. But Nishpach is only Psal if the Dam was Nishpach before the Kabbalah. So if the kohen did the shchita, and before he had an opportunity to do the kabbalah, the dam was nishpach on the ritzpah zahazara, that dam is possible. You have to do kabbalah directly from the animal, and once it's nishpach in between the shchita and the kabbalah, the dam is going to be possible. We're talking about where it was nishpach after the kabbalah. Once you do the kabbalah, there's no psal nishpach. The yisoid of the psal nishpach, some say, is a din in the kabbalah. If I did the kabbalah already, there's no problem nishpach anymore. So nishpach before the Kabbalah is the bad Nishpach. Nishpach after the Kabbalah is the good Nishpach. So we're talking about where you were Chishev l'Nishpachim, where it was Nishpach after the Kabbalah. So the dam that's on the floor now is not possible dam. It's dam that if you want to do a Zerika with, you could. Stating that, the pashtus is that this dam is going to be hoylech li'ibud. Rach Tosfos says a very interesting lashon. It's the last line of the first Tosfos, Nav Zayin Amud Aleph, that ain mitzvah lo'isvah. There's no mitzvah to gather that dam. The Chayim have a problem with that line of Tosfos. Is that true? There's no mitzvah to gather that dam? Sounds like a chiddush. But either way, that's what Tosfos says. There's no mitzvah to gather that dam. So that dam is technically hoylech li'ibud. So essentially, Rav Asi Shaila was that if a Kohen had a machshava to do a zrika chutzas mani chutzam koimoy with something that's not avud, it's here, but it's hoylech li'ibud, because it's on the floor and there's no mitzvah to gather it, and you have dam to do zrika anyway, so what's the point? To just go ahead and gather it? I mean, you would think maybe there's a mitzvah. There's dinim with dam, even the dam that you don't put on the mizbeach. You have shirayim, shiori adam, amo, yisoid, but al kopanim, Tosva says that there's no mitzvah to gather it once it falls on the floor. So the question is, what's the halacha? Amale Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira said, Kvar Shani Solanu. So Reb Zeira said that, no, I know, that didn't you teach us already, Olol, that the halacha is, if someone has a machshava, and here too, there's two gersais, two completely different ways to learn the Gemara. But either way, didn't we learn that if someone has a machshava to eat the Olol, which is a part of the animal, that's not Roy Lachilo, Chutzlis Manoi, Chutzlim Koimoi, that the halacha is, it's not a good machshavas pigle. Alma, you see from here, Hai Olol, Kim the Lesbe Meshasha, Loi Mahani Be Machshava, Sahani Nishpachem Nami, Kim the Li Ibud Asli, Machshava Loi Mahani Behu. So Reb Zeira Shtel Tzu, that just like you find that if you have a machshava to eat the Olol, Chutzlis Manoi, Chutzlim Koimoi, it's not a machshavas pigle, so Pashilim, because it's not Roy Lachilo. But Reb Zeira understood it because it's Hoylach Li Ibud. What are you doing with it? You're not eating it. So you see, when something's toilach li'ib, but you can't have a machshavas pigle. So too, the dam that was nishbach, mean that there's no mitzvah to be ma'as of it. So we look at it as if it's toilach li'ib, if it's toilach li'ib. So it's for that reason, there shouldn't be a halacha of machshavas pigle. What's the kasha? Elo diktoni ala ovid, vala ovid kasha. So you see from here, l'chura, I mean, that. So you see from here that Rav Asi was not so sure that Mechashvin al ha'ovod v'al ha'sarif. Because if he was so sure that Mechashvin al ha'ovod v'al ha'sarif, what was his kash over here? Here Rav Asi asked the kash from Rabbi Yochanan, Chishiv l'nishpachin l'mochamah. What's the tzad that if you have a machshava, on dam that was nishpach, that it shouldn't be a machshava spoken to Sayyid al-Ibur? So Rav Asi heard from his chaverim in Golos that said Mechashvin al ha'ovod v'al ha'sarif. And that was the premise to his kash that he came guns blazing on Rabbi Yochanan's modification of Rabbi Akiva Shita of Zrikam. So here Rav Asi says he knows for sure Mechashvan ala Abed Varasarif, and here Rav Asi is asking Rabbi Yochanan Gufa, and there's a Rav Zeira with an Olol and a bunch of Gersois. There seems to be a lot of confusion whether or not you can have a Machshavas Pigle on something that's only Oimedli Sarif, Oimedli Aved. I mean, here, so did Rav Asi know for sure Mechashvan ala Abed Varasarif or not? Amar Rabba, so Rabba says Eima, so you have to say ala Oimedli Ibud, vala Oimedli Sarif. It's not so clear how this answers the Kasha, I'm Toisvis, but you have to say that when Rabbi Asi said that he heard from his chaverim in the Goyla, Mechashvin ala Ovid v'ala Sarif, he didn't mean literally when it's Ovid and Sarif, he meant when it's only Oimedli Ibud and it's Oimedli Sarif. But if it would have been physically Ovid and physically Sarif, in that case, maybe that wouldn't have been the halacha. Either way, so you have the first analysis of Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva said Zrika Melas Liyotze. At first glance, it sounds like Rabbi Akiva holds. There's no reason that a Zrika can't be Chal for something that's Yotze. Rabbi Yoichan, it's not so simple. It only works when part of it wasn't Yotze, because it only works when there's a Migo. Rabbi Akiva's Moida, it's not so simple that Zrika should be Melas Liyotze. Rabbi Akiva holds, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold, is Rabbi Akiva holds of a Migo, Rabbi Eliezer didn't hold of the Migo. Second qualification. Rabbi Akiva Zrika Melas Liyotze, Elish Yotze Boss. Only time Rabbi Akiva said Zrika Melas Liyotze is if the boss was Yotze. Avol Dam. If the dam would be yotze, in that case, Rabbi Akiva never said his halacha. So zrika me'el yotze sounds like the dam was yotze, the basa was yotze, the emurim was yotze. No, it's only on the basa level. When the basa was yotze, then there's halacha. So you have kosher dam, you did his zrika with it. Just so happens the basa was yotze. But if the dam was yotze, they're not. Tanya nami hachi, it's a mufurish b'raisa. Shocha b'shtiko, if the shchita was non b'shtiko, meaning without a machshavas pigles, you find this lashon a lot. Shocha b'shtiko, which of course sounds like that the way a machsheves pigle happens is not b'shtika, which at first glance is sarach bir, because how do you have a machsheves pigle? By thinking the wrong thoughts. So if you're thinking the wrong thoughts, you're not talking. So it's weiter b'shtika. But the truth is, Tosfos and Zochin Dapei Zemen Aleph, and there's Rashi's, and the Mishlo Melech, and the Rambam, there's a lot of raid on this, where there's a big shaila in the Rishonim, whether machsheves pigle means machshava, or maybe the only way to have a machshava's pigle is the coin physically spoke out the pem mole, this terrible thing that he suggested that he was going to do. Is machshava's pigle literally machshava? Lo yichashev, it's a machshava? Or maybe no, maybe you actually have to have diba. The lashon shtika is always a little bit more mashma, that if the opposite of machsheves pigel is shtika, it sounds like machsheves pigel means, but there was some level of deeper. Okay, either way, tayin ami yachis shakav shtika v'yotzo dam afal pishachazar zarkoi layosav aloi klom. So if there was no machsheves pigel, but the dam was yoitze, so the halacha is that if you later do a proper zrika, it's not a good zrika. Bekotchim gadoshim mayalim boy ubekotchim kalim ein mayalim boy. And this is even Rabbi Akiva Shita. So you see that even the Rabbi Akiva holds zrika mayalis yoitze. That's only if the bus was yoitze. yotze. If they murim were yotze, but in this case where it was yotze hadam, the halach is lo yotze v'loy klum. This rikas nish kain tzrikah, because even Rabbi Akiva only said his halach regarding basa yotze, not regarding dam yotze. Either way, Rabbi Akiva said his halach of zrikah melas yotze, and the Gemara qualified it in two ways. The first one was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said he only said it with his amigo, with part of the basa wasn't yotze. And then you have Rabbi Papa who said liyom Rabbi Akiva elo kishe yotze basar aval yotze dam. In that case, you wouldn't have that halach. Now in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer discussed their machloikis, Rabbi Akiva brought a raya to his shita. What was his raya? He said, I have a kal v'chaymer. Very interesting kal v'chaymer. He said, read the words of the Mishnah again. Hari ha-mafresh chatosoy v'avda. If someone was mafresh a karben chatos, someone had to bring a karben chatos. He was over one of the lamed vav krisis, b'shoigig. He now has to bring a karben chatos v'avda. Then the karben got lost. It was mafresh the second one. And then he found the first one. And they're both in front of him right now. The halach is loy kishem shadama poites besara kachu poister es besar chaverto. So right now he has these two chatois in front of him. The Gemara is going to explain this a little bit better. But right now he has two chatois in front of him. They're both shachot. When you go ahead and do the zrika on one, so that's pashit, that when you do zrika, not only do you get the kapara that you need, but it's also matter the basar of the carbon bachila. We said zrika does two things. It's mechaper. It's also matter. But says Rabbi Akiva, it's pasha to me, everyone's going to agree, that not only is it going to work to be matter its basar, but it's going to work to be matter the basar of the other chattas as well. Now, at first glance, it sounds like an incredible chiddush, mechatesi. If I'm bringing the dam of carbon A, it should be matter the basar of carbon A. Mechatesi, the dam of carbon A, it should be matter the basar of carbon B. Now, it's true, carbon A and carbon B were both separated for the same Avera, so maybe there's some connection between the two of them. There's some Zika between the two of them. You find Zika in Kachim. But still, it sounds like a very big Chiddush. Rabbi Akiva knew it for a double poshet, and he made a Kal v'chaymer. He says, Madach, over there, the halach is that the Zrika of carbon A is not only going to be matter the basar of carbon A, it's also going to be matter the basar of carbon B. And by the way, this is the punchline of the Kal v'chaymer. Carbon B is possible, says Rabbi Akiva, because once you get kapara from carbon, it's nothing to do with carbon B anymore. A chattas is not baba nedim in a dava, so you can't just bring a carbon chattas and say that it's loy olu lubayilun l'shem chayim. There's no such thing. In fact, you have chamish chattas amesis. You can't bring a chattas if you're not getting kapara. So it's a possible carbon, but the basar is going to become mutter because the zrika is going to work on it. So you see that zrika could work for a carbon possible even when it's not mamish the same carbon. They're just related. They just have some zika. They have some energy that's binding them together. But it's not mamish the same carbon. It's not coming from the same flesh and bones. Still, you see, there's such a concept. It's a kal v'chaymer. If it's one carbon, minei ubei, where its basa happens to be yotze, just because it's a psul, that wouldn't be enough of a reason for a nato. That was what Yakiva's taina to Rabbi Eliezer. Zokta Gemara. Omar Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza said, ki omar Rabbi Akiva. Where Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah that it's a dover poshet, that in the case where you were mafresh the two chatois for the same aver, that the zrika of carbon A is going to work for carbon B, this that Rabbi Akiva said it was only bevas achas. Avu bezeh azeh loy omer Rabbi Akiva. He only said it when it's bevas achas, but if it's bezeh azeh, in that case, he never said it. Tosfos says, yesh le hestapik, what the Gemara means. Again, there's literally different ways to learn almost every single line in this Gemara. He says, yesh le hestapik, when Rabbi Loza said Rabbi Akiva meant bevas achas, did he mean when they were literally geshachten bevas achas? How would that happen? So Rashi Tosfos says, either with a sakin arucha, you had a very long knife, and the long knife allowed you to do both shchitas at the same time, or maybe you had to kayanim, a more simple case, that way you were able to do it at the same time. But is that what he meant? Or he meant bevasachas, where you had the two dams present at the same time. Meaning as opposed to bringing one and then doing the other, where they were both present. But either way, whichever one he means, said Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Akiva didn't say it in all cases. He only said it when there's a bevasachas. When somehow there's more than just the fact that the two chatois were hufresh for the same aver. There has to be more than that connecting them. Either the shechita happened at the same time, or at the very least, you have the two koisleis of dam standing in front of you, and the koyin had a pick between the two. He does zrika with one. That's when it's going to be matter the basa, not only of its carbon, of the other carbon as well. Tanya, I'm Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story with regards to this rather complex machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva's raya. Kishalachti lekvar pani. Rabbi Shimon said, I once went to the village of Pani. But Sani zogenach, and I met an alti. The Amali, and he told me, I'm a hayy Rabbi Akiva. Tell me, I heard rumors that Rabbi Akiva said a chiddush. Zrika me'elas liyotze. Is it true? It's Rabbi Shimon, as in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Amarti loy hey. Yes, indeed, it is true. Ukshabasi v'tzeisi dvarim ufnei v'chaverim shavagol. So I went back to my chaverim in the Galil, and I told them, you know, I met the Zokin Echad, and he told me that he was very taken aback with Rabbi Akiva Shita. Meaning, is it taka such a chiddush Rabbi Akiva Shita? He started discussing it with him. Amruli, they told me, v'alei posselhu, eich miratza al apostle. Meaning, the chaverim shavagol, they were also taken aback. They said, well, yeah, I agree with the Zakin Echa. It sounds like a big chiddush. Rika Mael, see, I'd say, Kshiyatzasi, Retezi Dvarim, Mufin Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Shimon went and he presented it, none other, in front of his grace, Rebbe. So he went to Rabbi Akiva. On Mali, he told him, Bini, my son. It's interesting, Rabbi Akiva's talking to Rabbi Shimon. He's telling him, Bini. It was a Rebbe Talmud relationship. He told him, Iyata Oyma Kane, what, you don't feel that way? Very amav, shchata seva avdo, the raya that he brought in our Mishnah, behivish acheres tachteo, vacha kachnimsa sorry shino, very shtey amoim, that somebody has two chatois for the same avir. Again, how's that possible? You were mafresh one, you lost it, you were mafresh the second one, now they're both here. Mayal and beshtey, the halachas, they both have kedusha, there's mi'ilo, kachi gadosh, and there's mi'ilo for both. Shachton, what happens if you would shechtem, very domon munach bekoisois, again, Mayalim Bishneyim. Nizrek Dam Shalechem Mehem. Iyatom Moido. Don't you agree that once you do the Zrika with one, that Kishem Shedom Apoites Psarman Amilach, Yaf Yifto Psar Chavetam Amilach, that once you do the Zrika with one, not only is it going to make its own Basar Mutter, not only is it going to make its own boss and not have the laws of Me'ila, but the halacha is it's also going to patib zar chavertim in Me'ila. It's going to work, it's going to be chal also, at least from a Me'ila perspective, on the other carbons. And hitzel zar chavertim in Me'ila, afal pishu pasol, dinu, sheyatzeles besara. What do you see from here? You see from here a few things. I mean, first of all, this is a more elaborate version of Rabbi Akiva's Kal V'chaymer with hashtag rest of the story with Rabbi Shimon and the Zaken Echad and his Chaverim the Galil. And you present it for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva tells him, Bini, Iyata Oimer came. Yishmak. But at the same time, you see clearly that when Rabbi Akiva mentioned this halacha, he said it very clearly that it's only true, the case of the two chatois, which is the base of Rabbi Akiva's raya, where shachton v'haredomon munach b'koisois, where both dams are there at the same time. Then the halacha is nizrak dam shal echad mehem i'atom oido. Meaning, you see a mefurish abraisa to what Rabbi Loza said. Rabbi Loza said, "Kiyom Rabbi Akiva bevas achas avol bezeh harzeh lo yom Rabbi Akiva." Said the Gemara Tanya. Really, it could have said Tanya na mihachi, because this is a braisa that brings support l'chayrut Rabbi Loza's chiddush. Because here Rabbi Akiva was a little bit more explanatory when he explained exactly what his raya was, what this Kal V'chaymer was, and he said mefurish that, what am I saying? When is this true when you have two chatois? The zrika of one works even for the other one. That's when they're both munach v'kaisai. He said mefurish. Dafkin a case where it's going to be bevasacha. Stating that, Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rab Oishia. Reish Lakish said in the name of Rab Oishia, Tshuva Genuva He Shiva Rabbi Akiva La Oisa Talmud. That there was a Tshuva Genuva that Rabbi Akiva told Oisa Talmud, which is fascinating, by the way, because who's Oisa Talmud? Rav Shimon, right? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He's the Talmud that Rabbi Akiva said his teres to. Right? What was the story? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was in Kfar Pani, and he met the Zaken Echad, and he was very bewildered by Rabbi Akiva's chiddush. So he went to his chaverim in the Galil, and he said, "Really, Rabbi Akiva's chiddush is such a big chiddush?" "Yeah, it's a very big chiddush." So then he went to Rabbi Akiva himself, and he said, "Rabbi Akiva, explain your chiddush of Zrika Me'el Siyotze." And he told him what he said in the Mishnah. "I have a raya from the two chatois. This super duper lam nisharay." That was his raya. Rabbi Shlokish said that I heard Rabbi Ishiya say the following words, quote unquote, "Tshuva genuva he shivai Rabbi Akiva." So we're referring to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai as Oisei Talmud. There's another Gemara where we refer to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai as Oisei Talmud. That's the Gemara of Masechtas Brachos with Oisei Ayoim, the day that Mishnayos Idius was taught, where there was a Talmud Echad that asked Rabbi Yeshua a question, and then asked Rabbi Gamliel the question, and that was the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. That was the day where so many incredible things. It's one of the most important days in Jewish history. And the Gemara says at the end, then who was Oisei Talmud? It was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Either way, it's a Shiva Rabbi Akiva lo Oisei Talmud. Yesh lying. But either way, so why was it a Tshuva Genuva? What does Tshuva Genuva mean, first of all? Like a Gagandah to Tshuva. So usually a Tshuva Genuva means like you see a Pshat in a Sefer and you Gagandah the Shtickle Torah. Okay. But you have to ask your local rabbi if that's Geneva. But I think it is. But Tshuva Genuva, hey Shiva, it's definitely not maybe Geula Loilam. But Tshuva Genuva, hey Shiva Rabbi Akiva.
gneva. So here, tshuva gneva doesn't mean he stole the tshuva. He meant to say, forget it, it was like a little gneva stas, because he gave him an answer that Rav Shimon bar Yochai thought was a good answer, but really, not everything he said was 100% accurate. Which, by the way, we'll see in the Gemara that the ikar teretz was, but there was one nuance that wasn't. Which nuance? Because he told them bevasachas in bezachas eloi, the diak that we just made, which is the tanya namihachi like Rabbi Lazar. Because when he told him that I have a raya from the two chatois, he said it's only when the two chatois were bevasachas, the two koisois are munach at the same time. But it said Rav Shlokish, I heard from Rav Ishia, he said, why should that be the case? L'chur, the kimin apostle, mali bevasachas, mali bevasachas, I don't hear the svartim mechal. There's a chilik between the two chatois, bevasachas, not bevasachas. If you're going to go down this road and say this chiddish, that you were mafresh two chatois for the same avera, somehow this reek of one is going to be moitzi the basar of the other one, midei me'ilo, I don't think there should be a chilik between bevasachas. What difference does it make? In both cases, the other chatois is possible. And you're telling me there's some connection because they were both hufresh for the same avera. So whatever svara, there's of course a svara, but whatever the svara is, to tell me that it should work with vasachas, I think it should work not with vasachas either. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said this. When Rish Lakish comments in Shas, almost always they have Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rish Lakish that I disagree. You're not masking that there's a chilik between the vasachas and not the vasachas as it relates to this svara being mafresh to behemoth for the same Avera, ilu hifesh tei asham yislachas. What would be if somebody did an Avera? He has to bring a carbon asham. So one of the ashamos. And he was now mafresh not one, he was mafresh two. Why would he be mafresh two? You want backup, you want insurance. Which is something you can do. Tamura 101. So you don't want to have, you want to make sure you have a backup carbon in case something happens. Now it's interesting, we're talking about chatois, and Rabbi Yochanan switches to ashamos. But really, it's lavdaf. It's the same halacha would be true if it was chatoyis as well. But either way, if somebody was mafresh to ashamis lachrayos, the shachat eshneim, and then he shachted both of them. The kadam vehela, a murim shall echa mehem koidim zrika. And he would take the murim of one of them, and he would put it on the mizbeach before zrika, which we spoke out when we were talking about pigle, that that's a bad thing. Because you need the zrika to be matter the murim on the mizbeach. So over here you did something terrible. You took the emurim and you put them on the mizbeach before you actually did the zrika. Now he said, "Iata moida, aren't you going to be moida sheim olu yerdu?" That the halacha is that if later you do zrika, the halacha is going to be it doesn't matter. Still im olu yerdu. Meaning, what would be if someone was mafresh two ashamis for the same carbon, for the same avera? He took the emurim of one of them, he put it on the mizbeach. Then he did zrika later with the other one. So what's the halacha with the emurim of the one? So you put the emurim of behema A on the mizbeach, and then you did zrika with the dam of behema B. So he said it's pasha. Rabbi Yochanan said, and no one's going to argue with this. Why no one's going to argue is also not clear in the Gemara. But he said this is pasha. Everyone in the world's going to agree. You have to take the emurim of carbon A off the mizbeach, even though we'll speak it outside first. If you would do zrika with the dam of carbon A, you'd be able to leave the emurim on the mizbeach, even though you did it backwards. But the halacha would be a malul yerdu. But that's only if you did zrika with the same animal whose emurim you put on the mizbeach. But if I put the emurim of behema A on the mizbeach and then I do zrika with behema B, there's no way that the zrika behema B is going to trigger the malul yerdu, and it's going to allow you to keep the emurim of behema A on the mizbeach. If that's the case, Rabbi Yochanan said, that's a raya. You don't just say that every time you mafresh two behemas together, they're somehow connected, right? Let's see it inside. If you're going to tell me the two ashamos are considered one, amayim olu yerdu. Why is that locha that after I do this zrika with the other behema, I have to take the emurim off the mizbeach? Didn't Ula say Muri Kachim Kalim Shehelo Lifne Zrikas Adam Lo Yerdu Nasul Achmesh on Mizbeach? The halacha is that even a Muri Kachim Kalim, which is not Kache Hashem, if you put it on the Mizbeach before Zriko, the halacha is a Malul Yerdu because Nasul Achmesh on Mizbeach. So if there's a halacha of a Malul Yerdu when you put the Murim on the Mizbeach before the Zriko, and you're telling me there's a halacha that two behemoths that you're mafresh for the same thing, we look at them as chag gufa, we somehow look at them as one. So if that's the halacha, then you should say that if I put the emurim of one of them on the mizbeach, and then I do the zrik of the other one, I should be able to keep the emurim here. And somehow, objectively, all the amiram knew that that's not true. How? Again, it's not clear. But everybody knew that. So if that's the case, said Rabbi Yochanan, so what do you see from here? That it's not so posh that two animals that you're mafresh for the same tzvek are considered one, they're chag gufa. It's only if the shechita was done with vasachas, whatever exactly that means, taisusafik. But it's only when there's more than just the fact that you were mafresh the two behemoths for the same purpose. There has to be something binding them together. Otherwise, you're not going to have that halacha. Again, Rish Lakish said in the name of Rav Yoshia, "Tshuva genuve shiva Rabbi Akiva loisei Talmud." Who's loisei Talmud? It's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He said it was like a guy. It wasn't, meaning the teretz was a good teretz, but he misled him a little bit, because he's, Rabbi Akiva was being mechalik between Bevasachas, not Bevasachas. There's no difference. It makes no difference. Says Reb Yochai, I'll prove to you it makes a difference. Where do you know it? From this case of either way, the Gemara says, when Mishlaka showed Rabbi Yochanan told him Ishtik, he was quiet. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan commented, Kitzatz tinun liragloi the Yanuka. Stoop shot him on what this means also, but either way, Pashem Shad, he said that I chopped off the legs of the Yanuka as if Rish Lakish was younger than Rabbi Yochanan, and he said he was able to somehow defeat Rish Lakish in this Shakla B'Tayya. Nocha Mishnah, very straightforward Mishnah. Maise Domim, Zrika, Bekotche Kadashim Lakol Achra. As it relates to Kotche Kadashim, sometimes it's Mako, sometimes it's Macher. Meaning, sometimes after the Zrika, the carbon actually becomes less kadosh, and sometimes, as a result of the zrika, there's going to be chumras. So a zrika can create kulas, it can create chumras. When it comes to kachem kalim, it's always chumras, and this is very simple. Watch. Before zrika, mailim be'emureim uvabasar. You have me'ilim the whole carbon. After zrika, mailim be'emureim. You have me'ilim in the emurim, be'emailim uvabasar. But there's no me'ilim in the basar. Because basar kachem kadashim, la'achas zrika's damim. If there's anything we learned the first week of Masechtas Me'ilah, that lachas is no zrika anymore. That means zrika, as it relates to Kachi Kedashim, is Mako, because it takes the Basar from being in a state of Kachi Hashem, from being subject to the laws of Me'ilah, to no longer being subject to the laws of Me'ilah. And the halacha is that after Zrika, as it relates to Kachi Kedashim, you're going to have the halachas of Pigle Naisa V'tame. There's no Pigle, there's no Naisa, there's no Tame, unless there was a Zrika done. If there was no Zrika, there's no Pigle Naisa. Incidentally, why not? So Pigle we know, because Kartzos, Kasha Kachatzos, Pasi, you have to do the four avodas in order to have Pigle. Tame is because the only time there's a halacha that someone that's tummy is not allowed to eat kachim, or he's chayv karis feeding kachim, is if it's a situation where a tar would be able to eat it. So wherever a tar could eat the kachim, then the halacha of a tummy eats it, it's terrible. It's tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, you run into all the real tumma sugyas. But being that even a tar is not allowed to eat the basa before zrika, because we said before zrika is mat the basa v'achila, so it's for that reason you don't have the halacha of tummy. And noiser and tummy are always compared to each other with exeder shava, but the bottom line is nimsa ma'isadavim b'kachim kadoshav lagalul ha'achmer. So it comes out zrika, when it comes to kachim kadoshav, creates kulas and chumras. The kula is, it's moitzi, the basa from me'ila. The chumra is, pigle, noiser, tami. When it comes to kachem kalam, all it is chumra. It's kachem kalam, if nezrika is damim, a mailim. Kachem kalam before zrika, there's no me'ila. Loi be murin, v'loi be basar, lachas zrika is damim. But after zrika, mailim be murin. That's the halacha of a mure kachem kalam, lachas zrika is damim, mailim behem. So number one, zrika, when it comes to kachem kalam, creates a chumra with a mure. The a mailim be basar. Al ze, chayav and olam, mishum pigle noiser, tami. After zrika, by kachem kalim, you have pigle nice v'tami. It's the same as kachem kedashim. Nimtz. So what comes out is ma'isa damim kachem kalim kulon lahachmer.